Okay, Simen Kufchav Tesachus Rosh Hashanah. Sif Yud. So we started with Hilchos Tkiyas Shofar yesterday. So Kishetekeh Aymer es Abrachas, when the one blowing the shofar says the brachas, Al Yomer HaKol Baruch Hu Baruch Shemai. You don't say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemai. That's any time you have a bracha that you might see somebody, you don't say it. Ach Yishmu Heitev es Abrachas. You're supposed to listen to the brachas. V'achar kol bracha yomer v'kavana amen. And after each bracha, you say with kavana amen. V'also lahafzik mikan. And once you hear the bracha, there's no talking, no hafzik, no anything. Ad la'achar kol tkiyas v'chazaras hatfila, till after all the tkiyas of chazaras hashatz. V'al kein, ein la'shamash la'achris. A shamash should not announce Sika Yafa B'Shasa Tefillah, right? Sometimes you have, the gabbai yells out, "No talking, no talking." He shouldn't be doing that,
This is
because
not
that's a
Nusach.
hefsek.
This is not Nusach Ashkenaz, right? Nusach Ashkenaz blows to hear us through Musaf.
What do you mean? He is talking about Shabbat Chazaras
Meaning,
Tefillah. He's saying
he's
that.
only talking only through Shachar. It's not through
No, he
Musaf.
says Tfila, he says.
Okay, Tfilah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Falkein ain't la shamash la achris shtiku yafa b'shasa tfila. Afshu noya came b'pam achar, even though other times he'll make the announcement. Meaning you make the announcement, that's why they make in most shuls, they make an announcement, nobody should talk. Fine. Tesvav. Noyagin ben astarim yihi. People say this yihi commission nitvas. You have to be very careful not to blow the shofar not to mention the names of the malachim. All right? So you just visualize them. And many kehilas don't say the yiratzon, and that's the more proper thing to do. All right? So what you could do is, if you want to have them in your mind, so what you could do is just think of them. The ikar is oz b'tshuva b'leiv shalom, and the ikar is the main thing is to be misoyer b'tshuva with a leiv shalom. K'mo shekosav Rambam zal, v'zeh l'shoyne afal pi shetkiyah shofar b'Rosh Hashanah. Even though tkiyah shofar in Rosh Hashanah is a gzeiras hakosav, remez yesh bai, there is a remez. Klaimer uru yishena mishinaschem, those that are sleeping should get up from the sleep. V'nerdamim hakitzu mitardamaschem, and those that are in a heavy sleep should get out of their heavy sleep. V'chapsu v'maseichem, and look at their ma'asim v'chizu b'tshuva, and be chayz b'tshuva zichu b'rachem, and remember their creator. Elu ha'shoichem es ha'emes b'havlei hazman, and those that forget the emes with, as the time, time passes by, the stupidity of life weighs us down. V'shogim kol shenasam behevel v'rik, and they are just busy their whole year with stupidities. Asher lo yoyel v'lo yatzil, it doesn't help them, it doesn't save them. Habitu l'nafshei, you should look and do an internal investigation. Ve'divu darcheichem v'alaleichem, and then you should improve. V'azav kol echad mikem darkei ra, and everybody should leave their bad ways. V'machshavta asher lo toiva, and their thoughts that are no good. Ad kan lashonai, that is the lashon of the Rambam. Meaning, so the point of the tekiyas is to think about doing tshuva, and to think, meaning wake yourself up. The shofar is supposed to wake you up, right? People do ask, like, what exactly are you supposed to think? So I think the shlo, I heard it from Nissen Kaplan once, that the shlo says the kavana to have when you're blowing the shofar is that a tekiyah is long and flat, right? Straight. That's the way we're born. We're born straight. We're born good, right? Then life, we get cuckoo. We get with a shvarim tshuah. We go two, 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 two. Like, we get all messed up, right? And then Rosh Hashanah, we're supposed to straighten ourselves out again, right? Go two. Right? That should be. That's like a basic thing to think about by Rosh Hashanah. Tezayin. V'chazaras ha'tfilah g'shomer ha'shliyot tibur v'nachnu koirim V'chazaras ha'shatz, when the shliach tzibur does v'anachnu karim, noyegin shigam ha'tzibur oimrim imoy, v'gam karim v'mishtachavim. The minig is that the tzibur goes with him, and they also bend down. Aval ein noiflin apaneim rak v'yam ha'kipurim b'seder avoyda. See, the kitzur's minig is that they don't fall on their face, only in Yom Kippur by the avoyda. Right? But there's a lot that disagree, and they hold that you do put. Right? Now, if you do put it, then you're supposed, like, you're not supposed to, when you're supposed to use a towel or a paper towel under you, does not go under the knees. I mean, you could do that too. But the main thing is that you go under your face, under your head, that your head shouldn't be touching the floor. Megama Shliach Tzibur Karei Al Birkov, and the Shliach Tzibur also bows down. But the problem is that the Shliach Tzibur may end up moving. So you don't want that. Also, Lakam Rimekoim B'Shas HaTefillah, he can't be oiker from himself when he davens. L'chein Noigin Shiyamid Ketzas Rochik Min Ha'amud. Therefore, it's Noyagin that he should stay a little further away from the Amud. This is Naftali Liner's job, one of his jobs. Kedei sheyuchal lichroya al birkov, so that he'll be able to bend down on his knees. Meaning, if the Chazan's davening right up against the Bima or against the Amud, how's he bowing down? So he's going to have to move back. So like this, he starts his Shemoneh Esrei earlier. And people standing next to him help lift him up so he doesn't have to move. That he doesn't have to move his feet. And the tchiyas that are during Chazaras Hashatz, ain la shliach tzibur letkaya, the shliach tzibur should not be the one to blow them. Unless he's batuach that he'll be able to start the Chazaras Hashatz right after. Meaning, if you're blowing shofar, right, then you start getting nervous when you're starting to think about the tekiyas, and then you can stop concentrating on reading the psukim. Right, fine. That's also nowadays that the assumption then was that you're doing it bal peh, so you get mixed up. Nowadays that we have a machzer, so this halacha doesn't really apply, and he could the a lot of the rebbes do chazaras hashatz and they blow the shofar. There's many different minhagim how much you blow. And every minig will do their minig, meaning in what basically the order is. The tkiyas after davening is also different minhagim. And after they finish all the tkiyas, according to the minig of that place, yeshatznias a shofar. You should hide the shofar. Do not blow anymore. Why? Because it's aser. Be'etzem, it's aser to blow a shofar on Yom Tov to make noise. Right? But it's a mitzvah. So that's why we allow, but nothing more than normal. So even somebody who wants to be to blow the shofar on Yom Sheni, should not blow on the first day in order to practice. Especially this year that it's Shabbos. Yud Chesem, Yesh Mila, if there's a bris, Malon Lachar Avtoira, Kodem Tkiyas Shofar, then you do the bris after the Avtoira, before Shofar, V'arem is Chor Bris Avraham, V'akedas Yitzchak, right? You remember the bris first, and then the Akedah, which is the Shofar. The Shofar is the Akedah, because it's the ram's, the horn of the ram. Ubishabas Malan Achar Ashrei, and on Shabbos you do it after Ashrei. Fine. Vimitzrichan Lamal Eitzel HaYeledes, and if they need to make the bris by the Yeledes, Malan Achar Yetzim Beis HaKnesses, then you're going to do it after Shul. Because what are you going to do? Meaning, if there's no Eruv, so you're going to make everybody leave Shul, go to the home, and then come back? No, that's you're not going to do that. Fine, you test. Misha Yotze B'Tkiyah Shofar, somebody who was already Yotze B'Tkiyah Shofar, the Tzarek L'Tkoy B'Shvil Acherim, and he needs to blow Shofar for others. Yochel Gamkein L'Varachas HaBrachas, he also needs to make the Brachas. Kamakam Yaiser Nacha, and it's better, Shezeshu Tzarek Lotzeis, Hu Yivarachas HaBrachas, that really the one who's being Yotze should be the one to make the Brachas, meaning normally the one blowing makes the Brachas, but if he already was Yotze, then the person listening should make the brachas. Fatakeya b'shvil nashim, and somebody who blows for women, imu kvar yatzah, if he's already yatzah, lo yivarach as a brachas, ela isha tivarach. The woman should make the bracha. Kimin the mitzara din, because according to the din, nashim paturis mitkiya shofar, women are part of mitkiya shofar. Mitzad the mitzvahs mahagrama, right? Sfarim actually don't make the bracha. Mitzvahs mahagrama. Ashkenazim do. Right? Ve'yesha imrim de misha yata lo yitka klavos vil nashim. There is a shita that says if somebody was already yaita, he should not blow for nashim. But right, it's nashim, and somebody who does want to blow for nashim, yiska koydim sheyishma tkiyas mebeis haknesses, he should blow before he hears the tkiyas in shul. Ve'yivarach al tkiyas ve'yischamet sheyetze behen. Then he should have, he should make the bracha on tkiyas and have kavana. You cannot blow shofar within the first 3 hours of the day. Meaning, so basically what he's saying, if you know you're going to blow for women, it's better for you to blow before they blow in shul. And you'll be yaitza that way. Right? The only thing is, you can't do it within the first 3 hours of the day. So nets, let's say, is around 6:15. So you can't do it before 9:15, in which case you probably come late to shul. But Giyaz ain the Tkaya b'yachidus, you should not blow shofar b'yachidus. Right? Oish yiskal hen b'shasha taikin b'beis haknesses, or you should blow for them at the same time they're blowing in shul. Right? And the reason for that is, it's interesting, because you want the schus of blowing shofar together with the tzibur. So if you're doing it at the same time, you'll have that schus. Oila achar tkiyas b'beis haknesses, or after the shofar is blown in shul, ela sheyichaven shelo lotis b'tkiyas ha'ela, but you'd have in mind that he's not being yotze with these tkiyas in the shul, ela b'tkiyas shu yitkol afnei ha'isha v'yifarach alein, and then he should make a bracha on them. Meaning, point is, the kitzur is holding that it's a man should not get involved with making brachas for women who really are potter, because it's mitzvah to say shazma grama. Right, you have this also. The most common application, at least for me, is that almost every Motzei Shabbos, I get a question from women who didn't hear Avdalah. So they want to know, like, this whole thing that women shouldn't hear Avdalah, shouldn't make Avdalah. Right? So they say, can we get a man who already heard Avdalah to make Avdalah for us? Most poskim can say no. The man should not make the Avdalah. The women should make the Avdalah on their own. And even though he's after, he's going to go, meaning he was saying here that he was in shul, he shouldn't have in mind to blow, then he's going to go home and blow, maybe let's say there's a break, then he's going to go back to shul. And then he wants to hear the tkiyas. In the davening, ein hefzik matrichas matrichal levarach shenis. The hefzik, it's not going to require him to make a bracha, a second bracha. The kula tkiyas had the mitzvah, because all the tkiyas is one big mitzvah. V'ema isha chalusha, and if the woman is weak, utricha lechol kaidam tkiyas, and she needs to eat before the tkiyas, yichol lechol, she could eat. Which is like most women, they don't have koyach, meaning if they're hearing tkiyas after shul, so then it could be already 2 o'clock in the afternoon. You can't expect them not to eat. But then you get into the big issue of, are men supposed to have kiddush before tkiyas shofar? It's really, really shver. This that shuls make a kiddush before tkiyas shofar is really halachically a problem.
Why?
Because you're not allowed to eat when you have a mitzvah d'oraisa.
Right, but if you have something that's for sure, you know, you have the schedule when it's coming up, like Shema.
No, it's not about forgetting. It has nothing to do with that.
I mean, you have a set schedule of a minyan that you're
That's a different sugya. That's because you might forget. This is not because you might forget. You're not allowed to eat.
It's not because you're not supposed to, because mitzvah.
Yeah.
For women, why are we so machmer that it shouldn't be 3 hours, the first 3 hours?
You're not supposed to blow by yechidus.
Right, but I'm saying we're holding on such a strong level that women kilo shouldn't try to eat anything. Like it's really, really like communal issue that we're trying to blow for women. You still gotta see the Yidus because there is no man, because there is not a minion of man.
I don't see what you're saying.
Let's say there is a minion of women.
Right.
It's not a communal need to blow.
You mean if you have a minion of women?
Yeah, is it still considered that you're blowing Beyhiddos like?
I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know. I hear that. I'm not sure. I'm not sure.
Okay.
Anyways.
Can I
You
ask on
say.
the Kiddush?
What?
So, but the mice, so it's hard for someone not to eat till 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah,
Right.
usually
That's what
when
I'm saying. That's
you
why the
say.
kids are saying that the women could eat.
No, I'm saying about the
Or you say
men
men. But
for
usually when
making
you say a
Kiddush before
chumra,
the tzkiyas.
David, let me help you out. Usually when you say a chumra, you usually go with if you know of a kula, so someone wants to go, the Rabbi Yashiv Shul, didn't they? I'm surprised you didn't mention, didn't they make Kiddush? You said you used to daven there.
Yes, they made Kiddush. They made Kiddush, but Eliyashiv didn't.
So I'm
Right.
saying it's
Okay.
hard to not eat till 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So how do we resolve that? It's not
What
Yom
resolve
Kippur. I
which
don't have to
part?
fast. It's not Yom Kippur. I don't have to
You talking about?
fast.
You mean talking about men?
I'm talking about men.
Yeah. So they it's another. There's a different issue, especially this year with Shabbos, that you have to
Shall
eat before
this.
Chatzai. You know, Chatzai, besides that, you have to eat before Chatzai.
Every
So you
Yontif.
have to have special
Kiddush
Chatzai. Shabbos
Acharis.
especially. Shabbos
Kiddush Acharis. You have
especially.
to have
Special
special. Yes, you
Chatzai.
drink your coffee before shul. You're
Yeah,
done.
so you got to make sure you drink before shul.
A
That's
cup of
why some
coffee
of them are
before shul, and that solves the problem?
saying that's why some are so mekel. That's why we're mekel nowadays, right? That's why we're mekel, because the
I mean,
shuls
some
let out
fast,
so
no?
late. Yeah.
Somehow, lechatchila, not to eat until midday on Rosh Hashanah because it's
Yeah,
Yom
that's
Hadin. Yeah, so and that's why we're down late also.
Anyways, I gotta run. All right.
Thank you.
Fine. Everybody should have a fine
Sure.
night. So does Tobias.
Bye.
Yeah, bye-bye.